Hey there, welcome along. Apologies for the hiatus. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily for February 20th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So the long wait for the stable release of Android 11 has begun with the start of the Android 11 developer preview program, which we've been diving into over the past 24 hours since release. We've managed to get a dedicated screen recorder, dark mode scheduling, some updated notification tweaks, plus tons more on top. We've really dug right in to give you more or less everything you need to know over on site, so go check that out. There was also a report published yesterday that suggested Verizon would be dropping the Pixel series from their inventory later this year and refusing to stock upcoming Google mobile hardware. However, this has since changed in the past few hours, as Verizon has come out to flat out deny these claims and suggest that the carrier will continue to work and support Google in their carrier stores and online for the foreseeable future. A couple of days ago, a Pixel Buds listing went live on B&H Photo for pre-orders of the wireless earbuds. It has since been removed, but it does hint at a sooner than expected release for the impressive on paper earbuds. Of course, we'll be keeping an eye out and hopefully we'll get them in for review when they drop sometime later this year. The latest Google Fit update for Android and iOS has now made it far easier to get up-to-date stats from the fitness tracking app without needing access to a Wear OS device. Until now, it's actually been a little frustrating, but you can tap on the dedicated widget on Android or iOS to get more detailed information without having to dig into the app or elsewhere. And finally, we've got details on just how YouTube Music will handle personal library uploads. You'll have to do it from a desktop, but there will be support for FLAC, M4A, MP3, OGG and WMA files with all album art and metadata attached. Depending on file type, it may take a little while for songs to be processed in your library, but it will automatically remove duplicates should you upload them multiple times by mistake. There's no word yet though when YouTube Premium subscribers will be able to upload their music libraries. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.